Bucky Bacall with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. Regular Bucky listeners should know my agenda by now. It's been no secret. Chicken or three in every backyard. Raised responsibly, of course. And you know my mantra of reasons. But for all those new listeners out there and new podcasters, and just for a review, it's because grocery store eggs and meat from factory farms are cruel, bad for the environment and local economies, and bad for your personal health, and are the most likely reason we have to deal with supercharged bird flu. And more importantly, because backyard chickens make extra nutritious and delicious eggs, keep your garden bug-free without chemicals, their poop is a wonderful compost accelerator and garden fertilizer, and of course, because they're so cute and lovable. But they can also inspire us to reflect upon our own humanity. Of course, those comparisons are more poetic than scientifical, and in the end reveal more about the chicken watcher than the chicken. For instance, in early Christianity, St. Augustine and later St. John compared the mother hen's love for her chick with the church, Jesus, or God's love for the converted Christian. I think hens are less common in sermonizing these days, but certainly not absent. After the Protestant Reformation, the focus of hen and chicken metaphors shifted to praise the virtues of hard work. The constant pecking for food and attention to eggs and chicks was considered labor. Furthermore, it was observed that chickens who were penned up in small areas would hurt each other and lay fewer eggs than free-range hens. And this was interpreted to mean that the devil made work for idle chickens. And if we work for our livelihoods, we will be more fruitful. More contemporarily, there's Pastor Joseph Tower, the dude who tells the story of the brave mother hen in that vexing documentary that seems to lead a lot of non-chickeners to believe we chickeners are a little touched in the head, The Natural History of the Chicken. In that, Pastor Tower references chickens in his sermons in addition to writing children's books about them. More importantly, is the spin he puts on it. Not really talking about Jesus or God's love so specifically or about hard work, but more the kind of God's plan is good positivity messaging that a lot of nice church-going folks seem to favor nowadays. But despite how much we try to use chickens to illustrate our own agendas, and I'm including myself in this category, believe me, one of the wonderful things about chickens is that they resist human efforts to stereotype them. I'm thinking specifically when it comes to gender and sex roles. Al Giovondi, an obsessed chicken observer from Renaissance Italy, was quick to praise the majority of hens for the example they set for human mothers, but was also judgmental about certain hens who resembled roosters in some ways. As he describes it, entices other hens as if she were really able to perform as a male, and wearies them by leaping on top of them. She raises her crest and tail and walks about in such a fashion that it is difficult to tell whether she is female or male. He compares those chickens to human women who do not blush to perform the functions of a male, and practice lewdness with women. Along the same lines, in the early to mid-20th century, a somewhat popular cautionary cliché to young women who were considered a little too spirited was, "Laughing girls and crowing hens both come to bad ends." I'm not sure what the bad end would be, but when I was researching this show, I did come across an online message board entry where some doofus ordered the immediate execution of a young hen from his wife's flock because he was repulsed and offended that after laying a few eggs, the hen decided instead to take on the role of a rooster. I was repulsed and offended by this moron's reaction to a fairly common chicken behavior, but stayed out of the message exchange since those internet arguments never really accomplish much. The truth is, it's pretty common for a chicken to experience spontaneous sex reversal. Pretty much every chicken discussion group I've seen regularly receives a post from some chicken newbie who is shocked to find one of their hens start to act very much like a rooster, and occasionally the other way around. I've seen quite a few people even claim to start out with a flock of all hens and see the same chicken lay eggs for a while, and then actually fertilized eggs produce chicks appear. A former co-worker, an intelligent and competent woman, once told me that it was an undisputed fact that roosters occasionally lay eggs containing no yolk, as observed on farms in her homeland. I'm highly skeptical that these observations are accurate, but it does go to show you how tricky chicken gender can be. On the less strictly anecdotal side, I've managed to find two scientific studies of what is called protogynous sex change. The world of chicken science has not yet confirmed any cases of an egg layer going on to fertilize other hens' eggs, but it is well documented that some hens undergo a switchover of their secondary sex characteristics, the chicken equivalent of women suddenly developing a thick beard, or a man developing full breasts. In chickens, this can mean the chicken gets bigger, and gets bigger combs and wattles. The combs will go erect, as opposed to the comb of a hen, which tends to flop over more easily. Or they'll grow a sharp spur on their claw, and the feathers may become sharper. Scientists who've studied chicken sex reversal say they've only verified sex reversal from hens to roosters, and no male to female changes have been observed, but they don't rule out the possibility. There are plenty of anecdotes out there about roosters turning into hens, but the dominant scientific explanation is that people just didn't realize they were observing a hen with roostery tendencies all along. A common barnyard rumor with no firm basis in science, but which I've seen in some otherwise reputable sources, is that in a flock of all hens, one of them will eventually turn into a rooster, or act like a rooster, because they claim every flock needs a rooster. I think this is one of those cases where fellas with a self-confidence problem are projecting on innocent fowl what they wish to be true. I've heard many tales of roosterless flocks that stay that way. So I think the truth is that chicken sex changing is common enough that statistically, anyone who keeps more than two or three hens will eventually discover a transgender chicken in their midst. And if the flock already has a rooster, it might be less apparent when one of the hens changes, because the new rooster will most likely accept the existing hierarchy and stay submissive. I've had first-hand experience with transgender chickens. One of the original Bacaw flock, Quincy, a golden seabright, started learning to crow and had it just about perfected right around the day before she laid her first egg. She continued to lay eggs and to crow like a rooster. She never sat on eggs to try to hatch them, and while she wasn't as bossy as some roosters, she is generally pretty dominant. She was more intergender than transgender, and I was always proud of her for rejecting socially imposed gender identity. I talk about her in the past tense because she recently died at 8 years of age, as related on my recent episode. She won the hearts of men and women alike in her day. For the curious, I'll post a copy of a scientific study on chicken sex reversal to my Facebook page as an incentive for folks to become fans. If you have objections to the Facebook, and I do understand there are some credible reasons not to like it, send me an email at bucky@buckybacaw.org, and I'll hook you up. Which reminds me, please send me some questions or show ideas or invitations to profile you and your unique chicken experience in email or in MP3 format. I think the show is more fun when it's not just me crowing about my not very impressive expertise. Lastly, chicken legality update for late January 2012. There's a growing movement of Philadelphians raising backyard chickens for what amounts to be really local egg production, despite city code that currently bans the keeping of farm animals on less than 3 acres. There's even a chicken committee to try to change the law. And South Whitehall, Pennsylvania just okayed residential chicken raising in limited areas. In West Bradford, Pennsylvania, appropriately named couple Melanie and Josh Smart began raising chickens in their backyard during the past summer with their children. The family loves the pets, and they're working on legalization. In Toronto, the city's Licensing and Standards Committee voted to defer indefinitely a request to study the feasibility of allowing backyard chickens in that city. Northbrook, Illinois is getting set to revisit regulations on raising chickens. Raising backyard chickens is back in LaSalle, Illinois, at least for the time being. If you follow Bucky Bacaw on Twitter, you'll see where I retweet all of these articles. This is Bucky Bacaw. I had a good time. Bucky, Bucky Bacaw.